中央人民广播电台经济之声，现在是新鲜小世界阳光英语时段，请听江涛老师主讲英语大赢家。
英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕。 Winners English Win the World。Good morning, everybody. 大家好，这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声。现在为您播出的是迎奥运全民讲英语特别节目《英语大赢家》，我是江涛老师。在昨天的节目中啊，我们讲到了 There are two ways to wash or to have the clothes washed. And the first one is ordinary wash. The second one is dry cleaning, 湿洗和干洗。另外呢，在昨天的情景剧当中啊，咱们也这个学到了一些这个注意事项，例如说颜色分类啦，是不是啊，这个如何去除特殊的污渍啦。Right, 今天为大家准备的是发生在洗衣店 The Laundry Shop 的话题三， Topic 3， Picking up and ironing. Picking up and ironing， 取衣服和熨烫。那咱们都知道，在洗衣店当中啊，有一项这个服务也是待客熨烫。一般要是经常去洗衣店洗衣服的朋友就知道，哎，两三天之后啊，就凭借这个发票啊去取衣服，是不是？可是啊，在这个 picking up your clothes 取衣服的时候呢，你也得给留意，得看看这衣服呀是否完好无损。为什么呢？有的时候这熨烫的时候啊，如果万一要是这个熨烫师不小心把您的这个衣服呀烫坏了，烫成窟窿了，那咱们就这个得不偿失了。所以说呢，一块来听听咱们今天的情景剧，那么看看能不能从今天的情景剧当中啊学一学这些非常有用的经验。 OK, now let's check it out.
Hi, I come to pick up my laundry. This is the invoice.
OK, wait a minute, I'll get them for you.
A short while.
Here you areWe've ironed them for you already. Please check and see if there is any damage.
I'm afraid that a button is missing.
I'm terribly sorry. You know, we are so busy today and we forgot to sew the button back on. Please wait a moment. It will be ready soon.
Okay, please.
Would you like to have a look? Is it to your satisfaction?
Well, oh my God, there is another problem, I'm afraid. There is still a stain on the shirt.
It doesn't seem like that. Sorry, sir. We've tried everything, but we're not able to get it off the shirt. It was from the sugar, I think.
It's been several days now. I'm not sure.
Yes, the sugar was burnt during the dry cleaning process, and there you go.
Oh, that's so bad. I know little about that. Is there a remedy for it?
I'm awfully sorry. Please tell us about the stains before the dry cleaning next time.
Okay, I will.
This is a membership card. You can get a 20% discount next time.
Thanks a lot.
Hope to see you again. We will provide the best service.
原来啊，这个 Benjamin 取衣服的时候呢，碰到点了问题，是不是？那首先呢，啊，就是说，他说 I'm afraid that a button is missing. 他说呀，掉了粒扣子。啊，原来呢，这洗衣工啊，说这个忘了跟他缝上去了。I'm terribly sorry.You know we're so busy today, and we forget to sew the button back on. 啊，我们忘了这个。虽然做错事情，但是呢，勇于承认错误啊，还是好同志，大家还会原谅他，是吧 ？Now let's look at the keywords and phrases. Okay, so the first one is satisfaction. 啊 ，satisfaction 意思是满意啊，满意 satisfaction。在情景剧中呢，这个洗衣工啊对 Benjamin 说了 ，Is it to your satisfaction?他说呀，你对洗的衣服呀是否满意呀 ？Is it to your satisfaction? To somebody's satisfaction 就是哎使某人满意。To your satisfaction 就是使你满意。那这个东西它到底你满不满意呢 ？Is it to your satisfaction? Satisfaction here is a noun 啊名词，它的原型呢是动词 satisfy 使什么什么满意。动词 satisfy 把这个。satisfy 这个 y 啊改成这个 a 后面加上这个 action satisfaction 就变成名词满意了。 造个句子，说 playing table tennis is one of his greatest satisfactions. 打乒乓球是他最大的乐趣之一。Playing table tennis is one of his greatest satisfaction. 说这个喜讯呢、啊、传来，大家都特别高兴。这喜讯啊、the happy news was a satisfaction to us all. 这喜讯呢、啊、就是一个 satisfaction 满意。对于我们来讲 to us all, 对于我们所有人来讲就是一个满意 right? Satisfaction, 满意。好，下一个重点单词呢就是 stain。那这个单词啊既可以做名词又可以做动词。在咱们的情景剧中啊 ,Benjamin 对洗衣店的店员说了 ,There is still a stain on the shirt. 诶，这衬衣上啊还是有一个 stain。这个地方 stain 就是一个污点 stain 做名词的时候就是污点或者污染或者着了色了 I can't get these coffee stains out of the carpet I can't get these coffee stains out of the carpet 我不能够把这些咖啡 stain 也就是咖啡的这个污渍从这个地毯上啊给弄掉 coffee stain 这咖啡的污渍那么 stain 呢除了表示具体的什么污渍呀是吧着了色了呀溅上油了呀这种污渍以外还有就是表示这个污染又是隐身了说呀他呀简直是为我们家呀抹黑是不是他做了这个事儿抹黑怎么说呢 He stained the family honor 也就是他把我们家的这个 honor 这个荣誉给弄脏了 He stained the family honor Right? 那所以说这个 stain 呢既可以做名词又可以做动词既可以做表示具象的什么什么污渍也可以表示什么什么的这个耻辱或者污点脏东西、right? 好下面呢来看一看今天要学的这个重点词组叫 get off 在情景剧当中啊他说的是这个 get it off the shirt 就是去除污点的意思是吧啊 get it off the shirt我们知道这个 get off 平时的意思呢是下车 get off 如果您啊要是到北京来是吧坐公共汽车或者坐地铁告诉您了这个自动语音播报系统您就会经常听到这个词是吧说 the next station is 天安门地铁经常说这句话哈说 the next station is 天安门 square please get ready to get off 这个请准备要下车了要去往天安门的您得要下车了 OK 好嘞那总之是 get off 一般来讲的是这个下车的意思 right 然后说 a good lawyer might be able to get you off get out of the car get out of the bus 啊，从这个小汽车上从轿车上下来或者从公共汽车上下来都是这个 get off get off 它的意思呢其实本意就是去除把什么什么东西从什么什么地方拿走拿掉 right OK 好那么当然呢这个 get 这个单词啊加上不同的副词和不同的介词有很多意思是不是 get off get on get out right 啊，还有这个 get up 所以呢这个大家呀慢慢的学是不是姜老师慢慢的讲那么在未来呢咱们还学到很多由 get 构成的这个词组 right 但今天呢把 get off 学好就可以了 get off 去除下车 right 好那么下面呢我们总结一下今天的这些功能性的句型 the first one is hi I come to pick up my laundry this is the invoice 啊，哎，你好我来取我的衣服这是这个发票这句话大家呀在洗衣店当中啊应该啊经常会说到是不是 hiI come to, 我来这儿是干嘛呢? I come to pick up my laundry. 我来这儿拿我的这个衣服。This is the invoice. This is the invoice. 啊，这是发票，您得凭票领取。那这洗衣工啊，把这个洗好并且熨干的衣服交给 Benjamin 说了，说 We've ironed them for you already. Please check and see if there is any damage. 说呀，我们已经这个熨过了。With iron, 我们已经熨烫过了，是不是 ?Please check and see if there is any damage. 这个你检查一下，看看有没有损坏，所以这句话比较重要。Please check, 啊，检查 and see if there is any damage. 所以作为这个服务行业的工作人员，礼貌非常重要。Benjamin 离开洗衣店的时候啊，洗衣工就对他说了 ,Hope to see you again. will provide the best service. 我们将提供最好的这个服务 right? Hope to see you again. 欢迎下次再来 Hope to see you again. We'll provide the best service. OK, 下面再来听一遍咱们今天的情景剧录音 right? OK, so now let's check it out.
Hi, I come to pick up my laundry. This is the invoice.
OK, wait a minute. I'll get them for you.
A short while.
Here you are.We've ironed them for you already. Please check and see if there is any damage.
I'm afraid that a button is missing.
I'm terribly sorry. You know, we are so busy today and we forgot to sew the button back on. Please wait a moment. It will be ready soon.
Okay, please.
Would you like to have a look? Is it to your satisfaction?
Well, oh my God, there is another problem, I'm afraid. There is still a stain on the shirt.
It doesn't seem like that. Sorry, sir. We've tried everything, but we're not able to get it off the shirt. It was from the sugar, I think.
It's been several days now. I'm not sure.
Yes, the sugar was burnt during the dry cleaning process, and there you go.
Oh, that's so bad. I know little about that. Is there a remedy for it?
I'm awfully sorry. Please tell us about the stains before the dry cleaning next time.
Okay, I will.
This is a membership card. You can get a 20% discount next time.
Thanks a lot.
Hope to see you again. We will provide the best service.
Welcome back to Winners English. This is Oscar. 欢迎大家回到英语大赢家。我是江涛老师。您现在收听的是中央人民广播电台经济之声迎奥运全民讲英语特别节目《英语大赢家》。今天咱们的特别任务啊，就是来学一些啊关于表示假设的句型。在咱们的日常生活当中啊，经常会有一些假设，哎呀，如果这样啦，如果那样，你会怎么办呢？这些句型呢，就在咱们教材《英语大赢家》下册的39页。比如说 ，if 哒哒哒，那这个哒哒哒就表示什么呢 ？If something happened， 如果什么什么事情发生了 ，what will 啊，什么将会怎么怎么样。If 后面加句子 ，What will 后面加动词或者加宾语。那这个地方有一句非常常用的话，姜老师要点一下，就是如果我是你的话，我会怎么样？当然，这个地方呢，我们在语法当中这个句型啊叫做虚拟语气。可是您先别记它到底是什么虚拟语气，先把这个句型给我背下来。语言这个东西啊，有的时候您别太去这个较真儿，说因为什么，然后什么。语言这个东西，先是约定俗成。您看我们小时候学汉语的时候可没人跟我们讲为什么大人们怎么说的咱就怎么学所以啊学语言有的时候呢哎先记下来再说哎真的有的时候挺管用的您看这句话哈 If I were you 您要是这个老在琢磨为什么这就用 were 而不用 is 不用 am 不用 are 估计啊姜老师得跟您解释半个小时但是最好的办法您就记住外国人他就这么说的美国人他就这么说的如果我是你的话我就会怎么怎么样是不是那么随后在语法过程当中咱们再讲讲这个虚拟语气今天我们学假设的句型您先把这个句型背下来 If I were you, if I were you, if I were you 读十遍 If I were you, if I were you, if I were you I would do something 如果我是你的话我就会听英语大赢家这个节目怎么说呢 If I were you, I would 后面直接加动词原形 I would listen to Winners English The radio program right? 啊，如果我是你的话我就不会放弃 If I were you, I would not give upIf I were you, 如果我是你的话，是不是？我每天就会读英语读十分钟，是吧 ？I would read aloud English for 10 minutes every day, right? 如果我是你，我会读十遍，你就会忘记为什么，是不是？不用为什么啊？口语当中啊，哎，我们只要这个学会怎么说，有一定的感性知识的积累，慢慢的，我们自然而然的就会 develop the grammars, right? Okay, so much for today's special task.那么下面呢一块来进入我们的奥运图书馆昨天呢咱们讲完了这个雅典希腊的首都雅典今天呢我们讲一讲 Helsinki Helsinki 是哪里呢 Capital of Finland 芬兰的首都赫尔辛基欢迎进入由嘉宾主持陈超老师和邵欢一同为您共同主持的奥运图书馆 Now let's check it out
运同心圆。
各位亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎您收听今天的奥运图书馆，我是陈超。
See you everyone， 我是小欢。听众朋友们早上好。
今天的奥运名城啊，就是芬兰的首都赫尔辛基。如果记得不错的话，它应该是一座古城吧。
对，它建于公元1550年，已有458年历史了，而且是最大的工业中心，位于芬兰维洛尼埃米半岛上，三面被波罗的海包围。
哦，怪不得它还有一个别名叫做波罗的海的女儿呢。
The daughter of Baltic， 波罗的海之娇女啊。The daughter of Baltic。
我们都知道啊，这个小岛用英文讲的是 island， 那半岛用英文怎么说呢？
这个半岛啊，就是 peninsula。
赫尔辛基奥运会今天呢，跟大家分享了这么多的知识。好，感谢大家收听今天的奥运图书馆，明天见。
Bye。
英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕，全民讲英语，
大家都欢迎。
欢迎进入行业英语。今天呢，蒋老师啊，要教会我们这个在酒店行业工作的朋友们的一句话呢，就是在预订过程当中啊，当您已经记录他的基本信息和基本要求之后呢，您就会问他了，说您打算在这儿住多长时间呢？哎，这句话怎么说呢？ Listen, how long do you intend to stay here? How long?多长时间 ？Do you intend 打算 ？Intend 打算 ？Do you intend to stay here 在这儿待多长时间 ？Stay here, OK? How long do you intend to stay here? 您打算在这儿啊住多长时间呢？您打算在这儿住多少天呢 ？How long do you intend to stay here?在了解完对方的基本信息和基本需求之后的话呢，您就得要询问他到底要在咱们酒店要住多长时间了。How long do you intend to stay here? 好，今天的行业英语就到这个地方。明天同一时间，同一频率，江涛老师和您不见不散。